This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. It's getting harder for people in Dallas-Fort Worth and other big cities in Texas to find affordable homes or apartments. That's because the cost of housing is outpacing salaries. That's according to a new report from Harvard University. Brandon Formby is a reporter with the Texas Tribune. He's written about the report, and he joins me to talk about the findings. Brandon Formby, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
The Texas Tribune has reviewed the data Harvard collected in its study regarding housing prices compared to medium incomes. So how does Dallas-Fort Worth fare compared to the other cities across Texas?
In Dallas-Fort Worth, 65% of homeowners can afford to buy a median-priced house in the market. 48% of renters can afford to do so. That puts North Texas on par, slightly a little bit above Houston and San Antonio. It's still better than the situation in Austin, but not as good as the situation in El Paso.
So why is the situation worse in Austin?
A lot of it has to do with Austin being a popular city, a popular place to live that creates demand, which drives up prices.
The report finds that more than 2 million urban Texan households spend 30% or more of their income on housing, and more than 950,000 of them spend more than half of their income on housing. Those seem like really big numbers affecting a lot of folks these days in terms of the percentage they're spending on housing.
It's alarming to a lot of housing advocates. They're very quick to point out that the more you spend just to keep a roof over your head, the less you have for other needs, whether that be transportation, healthcare, clothing, groceries, education.
Let's focus on people with low income. The report finds that people with low incomes are having an even tougher time to find housing that's affordable in urban areas across the state. Why are we seeing that issue pop up among the state's most vulnerable residents right now?
As the cost to build, whether that be houses or apartment units, goes up, developers want to be able to make a profit. And to do that, you know, they're building products that are more expensive. So you're seeing a lot of high-end apartments, more expensive houses being built, and that just completely outprices people in the lower income brackets.
In Dallas-Fort Worth, the Harvard study shows nearly 90% of people earning less than $15,000 are burdened by housing costs. But then even people making up to $75,000 still are burdened by housing costs.
Yeah, this isn't just a problem that's affecting poorer Texans. It's affecting even the middle class. When you see housing costs outpace income across all levels, it creates this problem where even people making decent incomes are having a harder and harder time finding places that they can afford to live.
Data reviewed by the Texas Tribune found that between 2000 and 2015, Dallas-Fort Worth saw the biggest increase of residents living in high concentrations of poverty. We're talking about more than 1 million people who are living in high concentrations of poverty in neighborhoods where at least 20% of residents live below the federal poverty threshold. So what are the effects of that?
Housing advocates are really worried about those kind of statistics. There are a lot of studies that show when you live in high concentrations of poverty, it makes it that much more difficult to climb the socioeconomic ladder. You're more likely to kind of stay at those lower income levels. So when the number of high poverty neighborhoods increases, that really alarms a lot of advocates.
And looking ahead, is this issue going to get better anytime soon? What's the likelihood of housing prices continuing to rise, especially if land gets more expensive and more people keep moving into the state and there continues to be a shortage in housing?
So far, it looks like the trend is going to continue. The popularity of Texas cities will keep driving land costs up. And it's that rising land cost component that has a lot of people worried. An Austin housing advocate I talked to said that no one, either in Texas or the U.S., really has a solution for that part of the problem yet.
Brandon Formby with the Texas Tribune, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.